I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth.
So that was I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan, which features Casey Musgraves. And we're playing it for you because Zach Bryan, same man, is going to be playing two headline concerts at the Phoenix Park in Dublin next summer. And to tell us more, Conor Behan, DJ from 2FM, is on the line. We asked, this is a confession, Conor, we asked around the news from this morning and only one person had heard of Zach Bryan, which probably tells you a lot about our cultural references and our age. So explain who he is and why we should be excited.
Sure, I mean, he's one of the biggest kind of country music stars of recent years in the US, but I think from a kind of slightly younger skewing era of country music, that has brought in a lot of new listeners. And look, obviously, there's always been a big interest in country music in Ireland, both our own country music scene in general and the connection with Irish people to that kind of music. But this is someone who I think really speaks to younger generations. Had some massive hits. That song you just played there, I Remember Everything, topped the US charts when it first released and got all the way to number 5 in Ireland, which is kind of unheard of for a single country music track to place that highly on the Irish singles charts.
And he's been doing well on the Spotify Wrapped list, hasn't he? But that's and because there was a fair bit of controversy about his breakup with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend, who is a media personality, who's got up with his res, known by the nickname of Brianna Chicken Fry, but her name is Brianna LaPaglia. They were together since mid last year, and they were even attending the Grammys together earlier this year, but they broke up in October. Initially, it was just a statement both of them put out, but then last month, she made claims on a podcast that she was in an emotionally abusive relationship with Zach and that he had, quote-unquote, love-bombed her. He has not responded to these claims. He seems to kind of ignore the conversation around that and focus on announcing these shows here in Ireland. He's also playing a massive stadium tour in the US next year as well. I mean, he seems to be kind of downplaying that for now. So how much that's factored in with fans, I'm not sure. It seems to have kind of, it's been headline generating in the US, I think, because of the interest in country music there. But I haven't seen quite as much attention on it over this side of the world.
And the who was the last big artist to play the Phoenix Park? Was it Ed Sheeran in 2018?
Yeah, he played there in 2018. And obviously, look, we see massive outdoor shows in Dublin, Cork, Limerick. There was a lot of them last summer just gone, and there's a lot more coming this year. But Phoenix Park as a venue hasn't been used in a while. So that was actually, I mean, that Zach Bryan's coming here and playing a big show didn't surprise me. But to see that it was in Phoenix Park, I was surprised because you just haven't heard of that being used for a while. But it is, I suppose, a great spot for a show, which would be in the summer.
So what are the other big gigs we can look forward to in 2025?
And we've got, there's actually so many coming our way, and that's, I think, what's making things so exciting. So obviously, St. Anne's Park, Malahide Castle, Marty Park in Dublin are going to have shows from Charlie XCX, Justin Timberlake. You've got Irish names like Mee Cappin and Haler playing in St. Anne's Park as well. Stereophonics are playing Cork, Belfast and Dublin, and Snow Patrol have a massive outdoor gig in Cork next summer as well. And then the Aviva Stadium alone has Lana Del Rey and Dua Lipa, Robbie Williams is coming back to Cork Park. I mean, that's literally just a handful, and a lot of music fans are also kind of looking at who's playing what festivals and stuff in other countries, trying to go, gee, they'll come here next summer. So listen, it's a few weeks of Christmas, so you never know who will get announced to be playing outdoors just in time for Santa to arrive.
Yes, tickets have become very popular, if quite expensive, stocking fillers. Can I just ask you one thing before you go, though, Conor? Because a lot of smaller bands and a lot of clubs and so on, they're not so comfortable with this, you know, this feast of big gigs and big stars that we're getting here now, because it's kind of eating into their market and their audience. Do you have a view on that?
I mean, it's interesting because in one way we're seeing massive shows. I mean, say someone like Lana Del Rey, who's always been very popular, for her to play a stadium feels kind of mad. I remember seeing her on Vicar Street in like 2012. So in one way, some gigs feel bigger than ever. And then we are hearing on the other side, venues are struggling. You know, you hear a lot of artists, even kind of mid to kind of quite well-selling artists who have been known in Ireland, the UK or Europe, are saying the economics of touring are so crazy now, we're not sure if it's worth it, etc. So it's this thing where the big shows are bigger than ever, but I think the kind of lower to middle range are being squeezed a bit. And I've noticed just anecdotally, people are kind of more likely to spend on one or two bigger things and go, well, I love this artist. Say someone like Zach Bryan, who's become so popular. He's only played in the Helix in Dublin before this. So for a lot of people, they've never seen him. So they might pay for this ticket and then go, well, that's me now for gigs for maybe 2-3 months or even the year, because they're going to bet the house on that in terms of their night out or their entertainment. So I don't know. I think people are being more choosy with their money because of the way things are. But then that does have a harder impact on people who are, I don't say lower in the scale, that's not the right turn of phrase, but who are just maybe starting out or don't have as big an audience yet.
Well put. Conor Behan, DJ from 2FM, thank you.